This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when another much-discussed, highly publicized celebrity is throwing his hat, and it's his hat this time, not her hat or wig or whatever. It's his hat into the ring for governor of California. Yeah, that's right. Actually, an acclaimed actor who's also the brother of another acclaimed actor is preparing to run for governor against Caitlyn Jenner and then a bunch of other better-known Republicans. Better-known not because they're more famous than Caitlyn Jenner. Nobody's more famous than Caitlyn Jenner. It's just that she generally is not associated with a run for office because she's never done one before. But they are proceeding with this big recall election. It is clearly the biggest election of the year. It is in the nation's largest state, even though California in all kinds of trouble economically, socially, crime-wise, a homeless problem that is the worst in the whole country, yes, even worse than the state of Washington and Seattle. California governorship on the line? This could be with some candidate who maybe has a little bit more mainstream appeal than Caitlyn Jenner, where the Republican Party could be jump-started in a state where it's been just about dead for a while. We will get to the new candidate and what his entrance might mean in the race and why it might actually be helpful to Republican chances. There's also a spat that occurred in a Republican meeting to plan for 2022, all important for Republicans. And in Portland, finally, the local leadership seems to be acknowledging they've got a problem and need to crack down on thugs and vandals and the people who have been destroying downtown Portland every night. But here back home, President Biden is going to speak tonight. He's going to be addressing not a large crowd jamming the House chamber. He will be in the House chamber, but it'll be a little bit like the Academy Awards, where everybody is socially distanced and spread apart. They're allowing fewer than 300 people total to come into the House chamber, usually for a State of the Union speech. It's 1,600 people. Will the atmosphere be as electric, or regardless of what Joe Biden says, will the fact that it seems so unusual, so abnormal, will that detract from his speech and have it viewed as a dud? The most recent polling shows an average approval rating for Joe Biden of the job he's doing, 53%. That's not great. And he started off much more strongly than that. Democrats point out that at least their party is unified. But one of the calls that Tim Scott ought to make, echoing something that was written yesterday by William Galston, who writes for the Wall Street Journal, was a former aide to President Clinton. Dr. Galston writes that Joe Biden should go beyond saying, I'm at the center of my party, and try to reach for the center of the country. Because the Democratic Party today no longer has a center like it once did. It is now a center that is well to the left of the party of the country in general. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. In the midst of all this, I think it'd be great if Joe Biden began his speech. He won't. By quoting Jason Riley, who has a piece today in the Wall Street Journal with the great headline and the needed headline, Race Relations in America Are Better Than Ever. And Jason Riley, of course, who's one of the best known and influential black conservatives in the country, says you wouldn't know it from recent headlines, but there's good news about race in the U.S. today. The pessimism peddled on the left by pundits and elected officials is in the service of an ideological agenda, and it's probably doing more real harm to race relations than any actual racism. I want to get into explaining why that is. I think he's completely correct that race relations are much better than media would have you believe, or than Democratic officials and politicians would have you believe. Jason Riley goes on. He writes, the situation is laid bare by political scientist Eric Kaufman in a compelling new report from the Manhattan Institute. Jason also works at the Manhattan Institute. And he says, using survey data, Mr. Kaufman notes that racial attitudes have been trending toward more tolerance for well over half a century, 50 years. Even as black politicians, Mr. Obama, Kamala Harris, professional polemicists, Ta-Nehisi Coates, Ibrahim H. Kendi, and major media organs like the New York Times 1619 Project continue to insist otherwise. In other words, they don't want you to know that by every sociological measure, race relations, acceptance, equality has been getting better. According to Mr. Kaufman, at a time when measures of racist attitudes and behavior have never been more positive, pessimism about racism and race relations has increased in America. Terms like systemic racism and unconscious bias are increasingly common. But white racist views have been in steady decline, whether with regard to having black co-workers, classmates, or neighbors, or, as he points out later, even having black spouses, for goodness sake. Intermarriage, as he points out, trend lines also undermine the notion that racial bigotry in America is a growing problem. Approval of black-white intermarriage rose among whites from 4% in 1958 to 84% in 2013. In 2017, fewer than 10% of whites in a major Pew survey said that interracial marriage was a bad thing. In other words, there is almost universal acceptance of the idea that it's fine and a positive thing for Americans to marry across racial lines, which was illegal in 16 states up to the Loving case in 1967. In fact, intermarriages involving Asians, Hispanics, and Jews have all risen sharply over the decades, Riley points out. Yet progressive intellectuals want to lecture the rest of us on how to be anti-racist. Jason Riley writes, what explains the wide perception of racial retrogression at a time when surveys show that racial attitudes and behaviors have never been better? Mr. Kaufman, he cites, refers to ideology, partisanship, and the media's ability to frame events and social trends. The political left has a stake in overstating both the existence and effects of racism. How does that work? Why would media and Democratic politicians want to overstate racism? If you have an idea, you can give me a call at 1-800-955-1776. I'll tell you why. For Democrats, it's a matter of political survival. We'll explain. Coming up on the Medved Show.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show. We have good news. All kinds of good news about race. And by the way, all kinds of good news about policing in the United States historically. And yes, policing has been more of a problem in certain cities. We'll talk about the city of Portland in particular and the efforts to try to begin, and it really is just the beginning, to crack down on the thugs and the creeps and the vandals who have been making downtown in that once beautiful city so increasingly unpleasant. But with that good news, why do you never hear about it in the media? And why are Democrats particularly eager to sound the alarm on racial bad news? There is no measure, none, zero, zip, nada, nothing, where you can say there is evidence that racism has been getting worse. If you can think of one area where racism has been getting worse, where the ability of black people to lead healthy, happy, productive, prosperous American lives, to live the American dream, to which, of course, people of every race are entitled. Where has that been getting more difficult exactly? Where is racism on the rise? In this country, after a two-term black president and a new black vice president, and with record numbers of black representatives in state legislatures and the Congress of the United States and governorships across the board, and record numbers of black millionaires all across the country, by what standard is racism increasing? And yet that is a point that the Democrats make again and again and again and again. In this Jason Riley piece, which is a very, very important piece, I'm eager to speak to him about it. He talks about fatal encounters between police officers and black suspects. They're always unfortunate and sometimes tragic, but they're also extremely rare. Nor is it rational to conclude without supporting evidence that these encounters are driven by racial animus. And then he gives the statistics. Police killings of African Americans declined by 60 to 80% from the late 1960s to the early 2000s. And that despite the fact that there are 100 million more Americans than there were then. And they've remained at the same low level ever since the early 2000s. The Washington Post database shows that police shot and killed 999 people in 2019, including 424 whites and 252 blacks. 12 of the black victims were unarmed. 26 of the white victims were unarmed. So, according to the Washington Post, in the most recent statistics that they have, which is for 2019, the number of white unarmed victims of police encounters is literally twice that of the number of black victims. And this in a country where annual arrests number more than 10 million. Jason Riley writes, if those black death totals constitute an epidemic of police use of lethal force against blacks, then the word epidemic has lost all meaning. Now, there are two forces that are driving this narrative, and it's a totally false narrative, that racism is getting worse. One is media, and two is the Democratic Party. And yes, there's a big overlap. The Democratic Party, of course, does have great influence on media. Why do the media do it? They do it because basically we don't have a news business. We have a bad news business. When something terrible happens, you hear about it. And you hear about it more and again and again and again and again. The rate of mass shootings has not been going up. But it feels like it has because the media gives you saturation coverage. The rate of unarmed people being killed by police officers, black and white, it makes it seem as if it's going up because you hear about it so much. And the media love crises. They love bad news. Nobody pays attention to climate if there's good weather. Or if the projection for the future is, hey, we've actually improved our environment in some regards. But the whole idea of a climate change crisis is a media favorite because people tune in to hear bad news. Now, why is the Democratic Party follow this entire racial narrative, that racism is getting worse and worse and worse, and it's a crisis in America, and we have a reckoning on race and a crisis on race, and we need immediate action. Why do they say that in view of all of the evidence of a more successful, what the Constitution calls a more perfect union? Not perfect yet, but more perfect. Okay, here's the dirty little secret. The dirty little secret is a long time ago, Democrats basically gave up the white vote. The last Democrat to win a majority of white voters while campaigning for the White House was Lyndon Johnson in 1964. Yeah, really. 56 years ago. So what happened? It's not that the white population reacted against the Democrats for their support of civil rights. Republicans were more likely to support the Civil Rights Bill in 1964 and the Voting Rights Act in 1965, more likely than Democrats, because there are still a lot of Southern Democrats back then. It is, I believe, the general embrace of a victim's mentality that led white voters to abandon the Democratic Party in large measure. And yes, some of that happened under Reagan. But in the last election, an election he lost, President Trump won the white vote by almost 20 points. Mitt Romney won the white vote by 20 points. So the difficulty here is, in order to win elections, the Democrats have to do at least 40% among white voters, and they have to win overwhelming percentages of black voters and Latino voters and so forth. And that's basically their political reality. So the feeling is that they can mobilize black voters with cries of racism, and we are your only hope for protection against all these racist forces that are pursuing you and trying to undo progress and trying to hurt you in the society. It's a bad strategy, and it's bad for the country. More on the Medved Show.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will make his first address to a joint session of Congress in a primetime speech tonight. Biden will lay out his policy vision as he prepares to end his first 100 days in office. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina will be in the spotlight tonight as he will be giving the rebuttal to Biden's speech. As far as what we can expect to hear from the president, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says you should be prepared to get out your pocketbook.
We've seen trillions of dollars of spending, and tonight Joe Biden is going to propose trillions of dollars more. He's going to propose trillions of dollars in additional taxes. If you're an American, if you're working, your taxes are going up.
Federal investigators executed a search warrant at the New York City apartment of Rudy Giuliani. That's according to his lawyer. Giuliani has been under investigation for his business dealings in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved show, there are lots of times where people want to know where the data comes from that I will talk to you about on the show. And where the data, that is plural, it should be where the data come from, I know. Okay, part of the easy way to deal with that is just go to our website, go to michaelmedved.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for our free newsletter, which comes out in 2 days. It comes out every Friday, that has new movie reviews and also a lot of the articles that we use on this show and new commentary by me. And you should check it out. Go to our website to michaelmedved.com. While you're there, you can hook up for a really great and really relevant webinar that's free. Completely free, taking place this afternoon, involving my beautiful wife, Dr. Diane Medved, together with a couple of other relationship experts. Diane, of course, is a best-selling author and clinical psychologist, and Dr. Medved will be talking about how to handle political disagreements in a marriage, which is a great subject. Just go to michaelmedved.com. You can find out about it. You can go to barryshore.com. And again, that's completely free, a half hour after we go off the air at 3 o'clock Pacific time. So check it out. I appreciate the fact that they do it late enough so that I can watch and participate, because I actually always gain from Diane's webinars. So that's this afternoon at 3:30. And again, you just have to register and you get on it and participate through Zoom. Okay. Speaking of information that is fascinating, Gallup just issued its latest perspective on the approval rating for Biden's first 100 days. And his approval rating is absolutely pathetic among Republicans. Only 11% of Republicans approve of his performance in the first 100 days. and that's a lower approval rating among Republicans than any president of recent times. It's about a third of what Bill Clinton had. It's almost exactly a third of what Barack Obama had. But there he is. He's at 11% among Republicans. However, his approval rating among Democrats is the highest ever for any president, ever. Or for he has a 96% approval rating among Democrats. In his first 100 days, Trump had a 86% approval among Republicans and a 9% approval among Democrats. What the indication here is just that partisanship is getting worse and worse. In general, the fact is that President Biden has a better approval rating overall than any president except for Barack Obama and George W. Bush. And this was an interesting thing to me because I know that a lot of people believe that George W. Bush, it's because of that stupid movie Fahrenheit 9/11, the Michael Moore movie, which suggested that George W. Bush was failing as president and that's why he staged 9/11 or how 9/11 saved him. Actually, in his first 100 days, George W. Bush had an overall approval rating of 59%, which is high. Biden's is 56%. And among Democrats, a third approved of George W. Bush in his first 100 days. And again, he went on to win re-election. And Biden can look at this and say, okay, right now, I'm right at the center of the Democratic Party. I am buoyed and sustained by all of this Democratic approval. But I really should do something more to win approval from Republicans. And there's a piece by William Galston about Biden's first 100 days and the next 100. And Galston, who once was an aide to Bill Clinton, says, Mr. Biden campaigned on a pledge to mend the divisions that have disfigured the legislative process and threatened the stability of government and in institutions. Making good on this pledge would require him to move away from the center of his party toward the center of the country, a shift that would anger many on his left flank. The flap over refugee policy offered a foretaste. Many Democrats believe that the quest for compromise is a fool's errand in an era of polarized politics. If Mr. Biden wants broad support, he will have to give ground on the scope of the bill, the American Jobs Act, and how to pay for it. Republicans have indicated a willingness to proceed with the portions of the bill that they regard as infrastructure. Broadband, roads, bridges, but not with the others. None will accept the administration's proposal to increase the corporate tax rate to 28%. Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from the president's home state of Delaware, he's one of Biden's best friends in the Senate, actually, has suggested dividing the jobs proposal into two different bills. One would focus on infrastructure, and the other on items such as housing and home health care. Democrats could work with Republicans to pass the first bill and then pass the latter through reconciliation if all Democrats support it. Joe Manchin, always a question. Compromise is still possible, writes Galston. Both President Biden and Republicans must now decide whether they are prepared to take heat from their own ranks to pursue it. And frankly, I think there's less risk of Republicans taking heat if they pursue compromise, because if they can get an actual compromise where the price tag goes down from what is a disastrous level here, and where Biden moves back from his truly disastrous idea of raising the capital gains tax, which could tank markets, and in the process, and the Wall Street Journal has a terrific analysis of this, the problem with capital gains taxes is they tax any money you make on selling stock. And what that means is that a lot of people who otherwise would sell stock, take some profit out of it, just won't. Because if you're going to be paying, and what they're talking about is a 43.4% tax. Now, think about that. Even if you don't have any shares in the market, even if that tax wouldn't hit you because you're not going to be making more than, I think the total is $1 million. The whole idea of what it does to the markets by making it impossible and difficult for people to sell, imagine what it would do to the real estate markets if they increased, if they had a special sale on profit you made from selling or transacting real estate. And right now, with real estate so high, that's one of the warnings that people have, is that there are elements in America where people are looking at the economy, and yes, it's supposed to be percolating and going up, 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 up for the rest of the year. And most people are optimistic, most people who observe the economy for a living. But could a gas shortage really mess that up? There's also a revelation that was actually passed on to us by a listener, and it checks out. That revelation is that part of the reason for the gas shortage is because of a marijuana surplus. What? You may be asking. I'll explain just as soon as we come back on the MedVed Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I listen to you every single day.
Okay, I mentioned before that, of course, people in the media love to highlight crises, love to highlight exploding volcanoes and hurricanes and tornadoes and crime waves and mass shootings, and this coming from CNN, headline at CNN Business, coming this summer, gas stations running out of gas. And then they explain that millions of people stuck at home for more than a year are expected to hit the road for much-needed post-pandemic vacations this summer. Good luck finding gas. It's the first I'd heard of this. Because as I understood, the prices have been going up. But, I mean, where... when I go out to get gas, it's not too bad. It's not long lines. It's not like the 70s where sometimes you had to wait in line, 74, 75. You had to wait in line for hours to get gas. Is that what we're looking at? Or maybe not being able to find gas at all? CNN writes, not that there's a looming shortage of crude oil or gasoline, rather it's the tanker truck drivers needed to deliver the gas to stations who are in short supply. According to the National Tank Truck Carriers, the industry's trade group, somewhere between 20 to 25% of tank trucks in the fleet are parked, meaning they're not delivering any oil. Heading into this summer due to a paucity of qualified drivers. At this point in 2019, only 10% of trucks were sitting idle for that reason. And right now, we have 20 to 25% of the trucks not being used. We've been dealing with a driver shortage for a while, but the pandemic took that issue and metastasized it, said Ryan Streblow, the executive vice president of the National Tank Truck Carriers. And gee, drivers left the business a year ago when gasoline demand ground to a halt during the early pandemic-related shutdowns. Okay, this is where I'd mentioned this on the air before, because it's alarming. And certainly, I'm one of those people who would love, can't wait to go on field trips over the summer and to enjoy going out and about. But... a listener, when I mentioned before, sent me a piece from Marketplace, which actually checks out. It's a piece by Sabri Ben Akur, and it explains that for years, trucking companies have complained about a shortage of one type of very essential worker, truckers. There are many reasons, but 2020 brought another. Drug testing. Or more specifically, how companies share those results among themselves. At one point, we had 17 truckers. Now we're down to 9, said Mary Bowl, electronic logging devices coordinator at Missouri-based Hettinger Trucking. It's not fun at all. We're really struggling to get people in here. Bob Costello, who's chief economist with the American Trucking Associations, said the pandemic made things worse because you can't train as many new drivers to the industry. When you talk to truck driver training schools, they've trained 20 to 50% fewer drivers in 2020 than they did in 2019. On top of these factors, this year our drug tests, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse, went into effect January 6, 2020. It allows trucking companies to access drug test results for drivers nationwide. So a driver who fails a test in one state can't just go drive in another. Tens of thousands of drivers have been disqualified, reducing the supply of truckers by up to 2.5%. It's hard to deny that 47,000 drivers are ineligible to operate a commercial vehicle since the beginning of the clearinghouse. But making sure drivers who should be ineligible aren't driving is a good thing. That's particularly true, of course, with tanker trucks that carry gas because, well, they're particularly dangerous and they could explode. And then it points this out. The use of marijuana among drivers presents a real dilemma because, quote, we don't have a test that can measure impairment like we do for alcohol. So said Lamont Bird, who's director of Teamsters Safety and Health Department. So the drug or its metabolites hang around for days, for weeks, sometimes longer periods of time. So you don't know from a testing perspective if the person is actually impaired. So to err on the side of caution, its use is prohibited. Is marijuana use and spreading marijuana use, which is now, of course, legal in an increasing number of states, is that part of the problem? It's a big part of the problem, say people in the industry. So, again, for all of those who think, oh, it's just great. Marijuana everywhere, more marijuana, yay weed. Okay, if you're unable to get gas, I hope this doesn't come true, but if you're unable to get gas in July and August, maybe it will cause you to rethink the whole weed issue, maybe just a little bit. Meanwhile, there's that other issue of public safety. The question of what you can do once you're vaccinated. And again, there's so much confusion on this from the CDC and state authorities and local authorities and people battling about it. In Tennessee, the governor is battling the people who run the states about reopening the state's biggest cities. But the senior White House COVID advisor, whose name is Andy Slavitt, said this on CNN. This is clip 3. Listen.
Everything you do, everything is safer if you're vaccinated. Everything. Go to a wedding, go to a restaurant, hang out with friends, go to a barbecue, go to work. Everything you do is much, much safer if you've been vaccinated. If you haven't been vaccinated, okay, those things are still dangerous. And that is, I think, the overarching point. Forget about the steps, because we'll be there, you know, one week will be this step, next week will be another step. But the fundamental point is we are going to get back to normal. And it's going to be normal for people who have been vaccinated, and it's going to be more risky for people who are not. And that's the message that I hope people hear.
Okay, that's a fairly clear message. But, okay, what about wearing masks outside if you're vaccinated? And here's Joy Reid on her MSNBC show saying, hey, I'm going to do you better. I'm going to wear 2 masks. Remember that? Listen.
I am a
among the fully vaccinated, joined Team Pfizer, and I did go jogging today in the park, and I did, this was the mask that I wore with a doctor's mask under it, and most of the people that I saw that were in the park was packed, I would say like 95% of the people still had masks on. There are people who are getting really upset about that. I won't name them.
Okay. Again, the fact that people take an extra level of caution and choose to wear a mask shouldn't make you angry at them. The fact that particularly people who are fully vaccinated who are out jogging without a mask shouldn't make you angry at them. I think the whole idea of mask anger and mask wearing rage is way overdone. There is some dramatic sound from Oregon, we will cover that, about a high school junior who actually broke a school record while wearing a mask, but it doesn't have an entirely happy ending. We will get to that. We will also cover getting tough with vandals and thugs in Portland. And in Seattle, maybe, just maybe, making a little progress on getting a gigantic homeless encampment off school property. Now that schools are opened up, at least for the same, for the time being, and students are actually going back to school. And also, there's a comment by a conservative, bitter critic of President Biden about why it is his approval ratings aren't much lower. And it all has to do with context. Plus, Randy Quaid, I don't know if you remember, we were talking about Lyndon Johnson earlier in the show. He played Lyndon Johnson in a TV movie. Randy Quaid is a nut. Kinda. I don't want to be sued, but he's unusual. He's also planning to run for governor of California, apparently. We will cover that as well, and the latest from Justin Bieber's cultural appropriation, all in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.